cultural influence, it wasn't via enormous chains of co-owned stations. It was actually, you know, often mom and pop operations.
Yeah. Yes, mom and pop, one and two outstation operations. When I was in broadcasting school in the early 90s, he was on a singly owned commercial station in Oshkosh, Wisconsin for a while, right? Just one AM out there by itself in the middle of a field somewhere.
Because it was cheap, I'm sure.
So, Christopher, we have to ask you, like, what, I mean, other than advising public intellectuals and reporters not to use the fairness doctrine as a...
All Hit Radio. Hi, my name is Caitlin. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Hands-on listener-supported community radio.
Honey, did you know the Rolf Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just three employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Galen, Tom, and Echo of Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This one won't miss. Awesome beyond description.
The most extraordinary output ever to emerge from the motion picture studio.
It cost $4 million and it has 4 million thrills.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that construction begins next month on a 436-acre solar farm in Coymans in southern Albany County. Project manager Alex Campbell of the Public Service Commission sign-off said, and I quote, "We received approval from the PSC last week on our site plan." Hecate officials say the project will create 140 short-term construction jobs. Hecate is also planning the 50-megawatt Greene County solar facility on 800 acres in Coxsackie in Greene County, the 60-megawatt Shepherd's Run project in Copeg, and two 20-megawatt projects in New Baltimore and Coymans. Another company, Hudson Energy, is working on a 100-megawatt Flint Mine solar project in the southern end of Coxsackie and the northern section of Athens. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that a Democratic candidate for governor cited politics, not science, when he said he would put an end to mandatory masking on public transit systems in New York State. Long Island Democrat Tom Suozzi is running for governor, and in an interview with WNYC on April 21st, talked about political concerns rather than mentioning scientific studies when saying the mask mandate should end. So as he said, and I quote, "I would remove the mandates, I would leave it up to personal responsibility, and I would do a lot better job of educating people about why they need to get vaccines and boosters, and educating people about why masks are effective, and if you're afraid, you should wear a mask. Nobody's listening. It's just based on your party. We should get back to educating people," end quote. It's currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends people, and I quote, "wear a mask in public places where there are a lot of people around," end quote. There is currently a large outbreak of new variants of COVID-19 in central New York. Governor Kathy Hochul, who Suozzi wants to replace, said the mask mandate will remain for now. Hochul said, and I quote, "So we're going to continue in the short term again for public transit, our correctional facilities, our nursing homes, healthcare settings, domestic violence centers, buses and train stations. Let's just be smart about it. You know, I think people do feel better when they're in public transit, sitting really close to somebody. You know that people are protecting themselves. And again, this is very much in the short term," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro delivered his 2022 State of the County Address on April 20th in Pine Plains, with eyes from throughout New York's 19th Congressional District looking in. Molinaro spoke about a Dutchess County future he hopes not to be a part of, as he is currently the Republican candidate for Congress, hoping to replace Democrat Antonio Delgado. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Today we are poised for more growth and prosperity because of our decade-long commitment to smart, fiscally conservative, and compassionate government. To continue along this path, we must redouble our efforts to keep Dutchess County safe and affordable, creating opportunities and optimism for every county resident," end quote. He spoke about expanding mental health services, tackling the opioid crisis, funding first responders, and housing needs in the community. Molinaro previously backed off his plan to give $12.5 million in taxpayer money for a minor league baseball stadium, switching $9.5 million of the stadium money for housing needs. Molinaro plans three public forums to give residents a chance to address the needs of the community. The first is at 12:30 p.m. May 3rd at the Office for the Aging, Tri-Town Senior Friendship Center in Pleasant Valley. The second is at 5:30 p.m. May 10th at the Red Hook Community Center. And the last is at 5:30 p.m. May 17th at the American Legion Post 427 in Wappingers Falls. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Getting infrastructure funding is a priority for rural communities, but Daily Yonder journalist Bryce Oates says gaps in know-how and personnel can hinder their efforts.
They might not have a grant writer on staff. They might not have the money to hire one. They might not have local economic development officials that they can tap.
White House officials are touring the states to introduce a so-called rural playbook on how to access the billions of dollars made available through the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Whether that be for water or wastewater projects, for internet build-outs in rural areas, or for roads and bridges.
Gas prices averaging more than $4 a gallon may accelerate the transition to electric vehicles. Zander Brown has more.
The Department of Energy estimates the cost of charging an electric vehicle is $1.16 a gallon. Good news money-wise for drivers, says Julie Suter with the Electrification Coalition.
For those who drive extended distances more than the average American driver, there's a real benefit to electric vehicles in terms of the cost savings.
Though electric vehicles can be charged at home at a modest cost, charging away from home still presents immediate issues.
You're not going to build out 100% of the charging infrastructure that you're ever going to need. You're going to gradually build out the charging infrastructure, and then you're going to see gradual incremental vehicle adoption.
The recently passed $1.25 billion infrastructure bill supports building charging infrastructure in rural and underserved communities. I'm Zander Brown.
Sport fishing, the Columbia River is the only source of tourism for many towns of Southwest Washington, cut short this month for lack of fish. Anglers, however, are encouraged. State officials say they'll have a plan by July to replace the four lower Snake River dams blamed for destroying the salmon runs.
These fish don't have another two decades.
Bob Reese with the Northwest Guides and Anglers Association says it's the most encouraging movement he's seen on this issue in the past two decades. Most of Reese's clients come from urban areas.
They want to come out and enjoy these beautiful rural settings and have a chance at one of these prized salmon.
This spring, volunteer utility crews are bringing electricity to 300 more homes on the Navajo Nation. Resident Shirley Chi wished her parents had lived long enough to see the power come on.
Me and my sister were just crying, saying, "Oh, Mom, Dad, look at the lights. Look at the porch lights. They're all on."
Known as Light Up Navajo, the 10-state collaborative project electrifies each home for a value of $5,500. But utility line worker Mark Henley suggests it's hard to put a dollar value on the experience.
The family was kind enough to come out and say hi to us after we finished it up. And they're like, "You know, we've been out here waiting for 30 years for you to get power to us." It was emotional.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Ala Abdel Fattah has not yet been defeated. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. 40-year-old Egyptian political prisoner Ala Abdel Fattah has embarked on a hunger strike to the death. A leader of the 2011 Arab Spring in Cairo's Tahrir Square that overthrew the longtime U.S.-backed dictator Hosni Mubarak, Ala has been repeatedly targeted for his activism by successive Egyptian governments. He spent 8 of the last 9 years in prison. The dubious crime of broadcasting false news earned him an additional 5-year sentence last December. "He is in prison for his ideas and his words," write the editors of You Have Not Yet Been Defeated, the just-published collection of Ala's writings. The editors chose to remain anonymous to avoid the same persecution that Ala has suffered at the hands of the current president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Ala's youngest sister, 28-year-old Egyptian filmmaker and activist Sana Saif, who herself has spent more than 3 years in prison, is now in the United States on a national tour to promote Ala's book and to advocate for his freedom. The Egyptian government is doing all it can to silence Ala Abdel Fattah, so we rely here on interviews he gave during those fleeting moments over the last decade when he was free. Ala first appeared on the Democracy Now! NewsHour in February of 2011 as the Arab Spring was sweeping across Egypt. Tell us, Ala, it's great to have you with us, a prominent Egyptian blogger, democracy activist. What is happening in front of the presidential palace, one of a number of new places that are being occupied by protesters, like Egyptian state TV as well, and the parliament?
In front of the TV building, it's a big crowd. We can't shut down the TV building because of its shape, and it's heavily barricaded by the army. But what we're trying to do is put pressure on the employees working inside to join us, to revolt and refuse to spread state propaganda.
Ala's activism during the revolution landed him in jail, that time for 2 months. He spoke on Democracy Now! 2 days after his release.
I was in a complete darkness for 5 days. It was very filthy and very crowded. There was 9 of us in a 2x3 meters cell, having no access to water or toilet except 10 minutes per day. So basically they knew they couldn't torture me because of the solidarity and the media attention. So they just made sure to try and use every other measure to put me at discomfort or at a psychological pressure.
Journalist and Democracy Now! Correspondent Sharif Abdelkaddous is also on the book tour. Sharif works with Madamasser, one of the only independent media outlets in Egypt. Speaking on Democracy Now!, he described the al-Sisi regime's increasing reliance on incarceration.
There's this kind of ballooning of the prison population because the government, the regime, doesn't really deal with any of the social, deep social, economic and political problems that are in the country except through incarceration or other forms of oppression.
Case in point is Egyptian TikTok influencer Hanin Hassam, jailed on alleged human trafficking charges. She was instructing women how to earn money by sharing videos on a platform called Likee. She was first sentenced to 10 years, reduced this week to 3 years, with a fine of over $10,000, about 3 times Egypt's average annual salary. Ala comes from an activist family, from his late father, Ahmed Saif el-Islam, a human rights lawyer, to his mother, the mathematician and professor Leila Swaif. After she and her daughters protested in front of the prison where Ala was being held, her youngest, Sana, was beaten and arrested. She was imprisoned for a year and a half. Sana said on Democracy Now!,
"What moves me, what keeps us going, is that we as a family want to survive and want to unite in peace. So I don't think they are giving us any choice but to resist them."
Ala told Sharifa Bokadous in a recorded interview in 2014.
"When we talk about the revolution while living it, we're talking about a dream, you know, a wish, something that we're trying to fulfill, something that we're trying to create. But you can only talk about it as being over or not, and so on, in the distance, you know, while you're looking back. And so when I say defeat, I mean, you know, in the sense of in a battle. But we'll continue to exist, and since we'll continue to exist, there continue to be other struggles and so on. It's not like you have a choice. I mean, an individual might have a choice if they have a way out, but most people don't have a choice. You know, we cannot all immigrate. And it's not like the migrant labor gets a good deal anywhere in the world. So I mean, if what you're trying to do is to achieve a life of dignity and safety and prosperity for yourself and for your loved ones, then you have no choice."
Sana Saif and Sharif Abdelkaddous are touring the United States to raise awareness of Ala Abdel Fattah's dire plight, now in his fourth week on hunger strike. Meanwhile, Ala's family managed to obtain UK citizenship for him, as his mother, though Egyptian, was born in London. An immediate intervention by both the Biden administration and the British government would provide the best hope to save this courageous political prisoner. Ala Abdel Fattah, you have not yet been defeated. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Saturday night, isolated showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Oh, the candlelights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Oh, the candlelights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
from Bismarck, dedicated to the radio, not he and she. Because it's time for them to get recognized. This is my version of the Nobel Peace Prize. That's why I'm coming out my face like this. Far as negativity, you never get this. If it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is some for the radio. Dedicated to the radio DJs to play all the hits on 7 days. And even on the weekends, the DJs will be freaking without a doubt, because everyone is unique in the way they cut the records and be talking. It's how to do extra crazy death on a Walkman. To all the disc jockeys that's on the go, this is something for the radio. And this is on the radio. Requesting my records on the radio, greatly appreciate what you've done for me. And my reward to you is my MUSIC. Straight up, I make the music just for you, so you can do the extra crazy Bismarck dance too, or even do the dance made up by yourself, as long as you use your good physical health. Because you're the one to make the radio hype, like fresh tobacco and a brand new pipe. A program director always pick the right hits, like putting some salt and pepper and butter on grits. I always look up the program directors, cause they're the ones the jam selected. A couple of years ago when I didn't have a record playing on the radio, I thought to myself, saying, if I ever get the chance to play it myself, I'm gonna make everything extra tough. Cause radio will last to infinity, as long as my name is the B-I-Z, Ebba's the A-R-K, and I'm here to say, number one entertainment source in it like USA. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is something for the radio. Of just the beginning of hip hop on the radio, and it's never ending story and fighting just to get the right and have our respect on a station that's exciting. In about 2 years, I will be a superstar, be able to buy anything I want, even a car. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is some for the radio. You know, I just like to say it like this.
You got to try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
This is Tom Rowe with Wave Farm with the WGXC Radio News, daily update on what's going on in broadcast news. Adi Robertson reports for The Verge that the Russian invasion of Ukraine has been fought with tanks, planes, ships, and humans, and also with radio waves. It's a battle of information over the internet, television, and radio. And while the U.S. has banned selling almost anything to Russia, a few radio-related products are now allowed for export to Russia to help in the information war. The U.S. Department of the Treasury is exempting telecommunications services from the sanctions against Russia. Advocacy groups for anti-war protesters inside Russia predicted that blocking internet services would cut off Russian activists' access to the outside world. So the Department of the Treasury is allowing, quote, services, software, hardware, or technology incident to the exchange of communications over the internet, such as instant messaging, video conferencing, chat and email, social networking, sharing of photos, movies and documents, web browsing, blogging, web hosting, and domain name registration services, unquote. Access Now, one of the groups advocating for Russian activists, applauded the decision. Quote, U.S. internet communication technologies are key for human rights defenders and independent media to report on and fight Russian and Belarusian governments' aggression in Ukraine, unquote, said the group's tech legal counsel, Natalia Krapvia. Internet backbone providers Lumen and Cogent and MailChimp operator Intuit ended their service in Russia before the sanctions were approved. Slack only blocked the access from Russia after the sanctions hit. The Ukraine government has asked for more than it has gotten so far. Ukraine wanted DNS overseer ICANN to revoke Russia's access to the domain name system, but was turned down. ICANN said a revocation, blocking Russia from the rest of the world, could have, quote, devastating and permanent effects on the trust and utility of this global system, unquote. The Russian government has not been acting in kind, as they have been blocking major global services such as Facebook and Instagram in a wide-ranging crackdown on free speech of any kind. Read more about this story at The Verge. Ella Curris reports for Radio World that the Communications Infrastructure Contractors Association, which is the union for broadcast tower climbers, and Storybuilt Media are releasing a feature-length documentary called Vertical Freedom about six communications infrastructure workers in the United States. Kai Nguyen is featured in the film and said he had no experience before joining the industry. Quote, I started as a climber and then just kept working my way up, unquote, he said. Quote, then I became foreman and began project managing. I'm one of those types of guys where if you want it done a certain way, you have to be with them, showing them, leading by example. So I'm climbing every day, unquote. In 2012, a PBS Frontline documentary called Cell Tower Deaths reported that in the previous decade, nearly 100 climbers were killed on radio, TV, and cell towers, a rate that is about 10 times the average for construction workers. The latest death was in December of Michael Vasquez, working for Broken Arrow Communications, where he fell from a communications tower in Arlington, Washington. This industry documentary does not focus on those deaths and accidents, but hints at the issue. Quote, the turnover rate is pretty crazy because not everyone can do it, unquote, Nguyen said in Vertical Freedom. Quote, it takes a special type of crazy, a certain type of person, to want to be up that high working and traveling on the road. You know, you sacrifice not being home, unquote. Business Insider predicts bad solar weather this week after a solar flare knocked out radio signals in parts of Asia and Australia. The U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center reported the solar flare peaked on April 17th, followed minutes later by a massive sun eruption known as a coronal mass ejection, Space.com reported. Quote, a pulse of X-rays from the flare produced a strong shortwave radio blackout over Southeast Asia and Australia, unquote, said NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory, which recorded the X1-class solar flare, the strongest type of storm on the sun. Quote, mariners, aviators, and ham radio operators may have noticed unusual propagation effects at frequencies below 30 megahertz, unquote. The good news is that the coronal mass ejection's trajectory will miss Earth, passing behind our planet in its orbit around the sun, spaceweather.com reported. Powerful solar storms can alter the Earth's northern lights displays and wreak havoc on satellites and astronauts in orbit, as well as radio transmissions. The sun is currently in an increasingly active phase of its 11-year solar weather cycle. Common internet tracking technology using radio waves is proving in real time that Russian soldiers are stealing phones, AirPods, and farm equipment from Ukrainians during their invasion of the European country. Forbes reports, for instance, that an advisor to the Belarusian Democratic Movement said, quote, Ukrainians are locating their devices on the territory of the Homiel region, Belarus, where part of the Russian army retreated, unquote. For iPhones, the Find My app connects with hundreds of millions of Apple devices to create a shadow network, enabling a lost or stolen phone to connect to other devices via Bluetooth and then report its location back to its owner. Ukrainians who left their homes are now posting on social media accounts maps that show their iPhones or AirPods are now in Belarus or Russia. The New York Post reported that Vadimi Semenets of Hostomel, about 17 miles northwest of Kyiv, had his AirPods stolen near the beginning of the war and has watched online as they move around the region. Quote, thanks to technology, I know where my AirPods are now, unquote, he wrote online. David Shepardson reports for Yahoo Finance that the Federal Communications Commission voted April 21st 4-0 to fine London-based TruePhone Limited, the owner of Montana-based iSmart mobile phone company, $660,639 for exceeding statutory limits for foreign ownership. The fine comes, FCC Chair Jessica Rosenwinkel says, because the commission, quote, launched an internal assessment of Russian ownership of telecommunications interests in the United States, unquote, after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The FCC now says, quote, it appears that TruePhone's failure to report truthful and accurate ownership information was egregious. As a result of TruePhone's failure, control of a U.S. common carrier passed to an unvetted foreign entity and associated individuals for more than 7 years, unquote. FCC Commissioner Jeffrey Stark says the company has been indirectly owned by, quote, a small group of Russian oligarchs since at least 2011. With the importance of the internet and the shifting national security environment facing our nation, protecting our communications networks has never been more critical, unquote. Radio Sputnik, created by the Russian government's propaganda department, is airing programming on 5 a.m. and FM stations in the United States right now. On March 15th, a new FCC rule went into effect, forcing U.S. broadcasters to disclose any programming provided by foreign governmental entities. This has been Radio News. Go to wavefarm.org for more information.
dances the radio. She takes it everywhere we go. She takes it when we go out a walking, even to a movie show. One out just last night in the pale moonlight, I asked her for a kiss. But instead of hearing her whisper sweet words of love, all that I could hear was this. I went round to the house where my baby lives to ask her for a date. There I was, walking up the garden path around about a half past eight. When I heard a sound, made my poor heart pound. It stopped me in my stride. I seemed to hear the voice of another guy coming from inside. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight, but no one to call. Maybe that's 'cause you're 11 feet tall. But all the world's a stage, they say. I've often heard that said. But I don't have a wooden heart. I have a wooden head. I'd like to take her transistor radio and throw it in the deep blue sea. I'm so jealous of her transistor radio, 'cause it takes her mind off me. I said, oh baby, please be mine. I want you for my own. Tell me, is your love for somebody else, or is it for me alone? It's also for Nagayo Guki of British Honduras, Mbongo Appledurian of New Guinea, and Fred Glockenlocker of British West Hartlepool. I swore to her that I would be always true and love her all the while. And on that oh so happy day in May, I took her down the aisle. Now do you take this man to be your loving husband? The preacher softly said. But he never heard you say I do, 'cause this is what he heard instead.
Come, yeah, yeah. Come, yeah, yeah.
You told me you were just 18 on the telephone. I thought that you meant 18 years, but you meant 18 stone. Big fat mama. We went to spend our honeymoon down on the island of Capri. I found ourselves a very small hotel, as quiet as could be. But when I got up to our room upon our wedding night, this is the sound that reached my ears as I switched out the light.
Darling.
Here, where's the radio?
Music he wants.
The pirate ships are sailing out on stormy seas. There's Radio Free America just for you and me. The big radio stations are stinking up the air. It's a real nightmare. Say, hi, I'm a diesel. Come on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your brave. The Coast Guards are coming to shut the pirates down. They don't believe in free speech. The FCC's in town. Their axles and their hammers, they smash it all to bits. They want a little battle, but the war's not over yet. Say, hi, I'm a diesel. Come on, pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your grave. Oh, what are they afraid of? That we might tell the truth. We might play something good, and it wouldn't be a goof. What we need is liberty, not those sticky laws. From the FCC and their money-grubbing paws. Say, hi, I'm a diesel. Cut on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your grave. Men, that's the day. It's company of the airwaves. We're sculling lots of rum. We'll wake them, walk the plank. We're having lots of fun. Sing! I am H.G. Zo. Good old fine radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC crawling your brain. I am H.G. Zo. Land of the free and home of the brave. The FCC calling your brave. Say, I am H.J. Zo. Got all the fire and radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your brave. Crawl in there, you stinky, slimy slugs. Aye, keyhole log. Think I'm on a plane. Gouge their eyes out, chop their legs off. I gouge your McGillicuddy's my name. Get away from me, brute.
ever seen. Oh, distance has no way making love understandable. Oh, distance has no way making love.
Back to Florida.
To be the savior.
East Atlantic Beach, also 78.
And by the way, you need to eat dinner as a family at least 5 times a week. You need to reduce television time, have kids do Sudoku or crossword puzzles, eliminate all violent video games, take 3 or more years of foreign language, and Latin is my favorite one.
Family conspiracy.